Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Frank Mittlerner as we talk about Meatless Mondays in just a moment.
Announcing the final days of the Dream Big Sales event at your Oklahoma Ford dealer. The final days to get huge year-end savings on America's best-selling brand. Now through January 5th, get special low financing, generous cash rebates, and incredibly low monthly payments on every new Ford in stock. The best deals from your Oklahoma Ford dealer. The best in Oklahoma. This is your last chance of the year to save big on a new Ford. The best time to buy. Save big on Ford quality, technology, and fuel efficiency. Get the power and fuel economy of Ford F-150 with EcoBoost. The technology of Sync voice activation. The fuel efficiency of Ford Focus, Fusion, and Escape. All with special low financing, generous cash rebates, and incredibly low monthly payments. Don't wait. These deals won't last. It all ends January 5th. So go to OklahomaFord.com now to check out the latest offers. Then hurry into the final days of the Dream Big Sales event going on now at your Oklahoma Ford dealer.
Dr. Frank Mittlerner is from the University of California, Davis. He is a champion when it comes to telling the story of greenhouse gas emissions as it relates to the beef industry. And he says a number that matters is that beef cattle produce 1.4% of all the greenhouse gases in the United States, a minute amount.
There are many people out there that claim that things like Meatless Mondays will make a big difference. And now I just take you on a little journey. Assume that 1.4% is correct, that the beef industry produces 1.4% of all greenhouse gases. And let's now assume that 300 million Americans would stop eating beef on Monday, something that would never happen, but let's assume it. Then that would reduce the 1.4% of total beef greenhouse gases by a factor of 7. And 1.4 divided by 7 is 0.2. So if all Americans would stop eating beef on Mondays, we would reduce greenhouse gases in this country by 0.2%. Is that nothing? No, it's not nothing. It's something, but it's tiny. Let's now compare that to the transportation sector in the United States, for which the official number is 26%, or energy production and use, 31%. The reason why I'm giving you those numbers is because numbers matter. The people who have a problem with animal agriculture keep quoting that FAO report saying livestock produces more greenhouse gases than transportation. That's wrong. It has been retracted. And it is something that the industry needs to take by the horn, so to say, no pun intended, and deal with, okay? 0.2% is the total effect of Meatless Mondays. And if you think Meatless Mondays is just something some wackos in California do, no, it's all over the place. It's already in Colorado. It's in different parts of the United States. It's a public policy tool to defeat animal agriculture.
When we think about the sustainability or that footprint of the cattle industry, I know you've probably had some consultations with folks that went through the sustainability project that was sponsored by the Beef Checkoff here over the last couple of years. Your thoughts about the numbers that they came up with in response to the overall sustainability of beef itself?
Well, the director of sustainability within NCBA is my former graduate student, Kim Stackhouse. And so I have followed this work pretty closely. And I can tell you that I think that this is the most comprehensive work that has ever been done in any country in the area of beef. Because not just did they look at the carbon footprint, they also looked at the water footprint. They looked at, you know, and you name it, not just environmental, but also other sustainability areas. And they've done something that's very important. They've been very proactive. And they are leading the pack right now, the livestock and poultry pack right now that way.
Dr. Frank Mittlerner, you've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Market down January 9th at 9 a.m. Central as Superior Livestock will be holding its first auction of the new year. The auction will be brought to you live on Superior Click to Bid from our studio here in Fort Worth, Texas. The consignment deadline is Wednesday, January 7th at noon Central. So if you need to move with the market, consign your cattle to the January 9th auction on Superior Click to Bid. For more information, give us a call at 800-422-2117 or visit us online at superiorlivestock.com.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.